More states start reopening this week. As President Trump says, some people may be affected badly. There may even be some deaths. But, quote, we have to get our country open.
There have already been more than 71,000 deaths in the U.S. and more than 1.2 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Making matters worse, there's another government whistleblower this week alleging that the Trump administration has been prioritizing political expediency over science and safety. Joining us now is Washington Post national political reporter Robert Costa. Robert, we'll get to the whistleblower in a moment, but we also have news today that the coronavirus task force, which includes Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, will continue indefinitely after the administration said yesterday it would be winding down soon. But there are so many threads to follow here. What are you focused on?
So the president has said he's going to wind down the task force, but still keep it going. And based on my reporting, the real question, the debate inside of the White House is how influential will this task force actually be? Because the president and many of his top officials are full speed ahead trying to reopen the economy. And despite health data being very troubling in many states and many hotspots, that theme of reopening is now driving policy, the whole agenda inside of the White House. And the task force, it may continue, but you haven't seen Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have the kind of presence they have had in recent weeks.
Well, and there are questions, and it gets us to this whistleblower about whether the Trump administration is sidelining people who say things that they don't want to hear. Tell us more about Rick Bright, the latest whistleblower, and what he's alleging in this whistleblower complaint.
He is going to be the biggest story next week because Dr. Fauci will testify before the Republican-controlled Senate, but it's Dr. Bright, the whistleblower, who left the government because of his concerns that the president and his team were pushing hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug that's had issues about heart problems. He has been troubled not only by that, but by the administration's efforts on PPE. He detailed in his documents ahead of his testimony that he's going to talk about Peter Navarro inside of the White House raising red flags about a pandemic, yet the White House being slow to respond. So he's a real opportunity for Congress to have some oversight and to flex its muscle in looking into these issues.
Bright also claims that his boss, Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary for Preparedness and Response, Robert Kadlec, pressured him to buy drug treatments and medical supplies from politically connected companies. We now know that Kadlec didn't disclose at least one conflict of interest on vaccines. What more can you tell us about that?
And you also see a new whistleblower about Jared Kushner, the president's senior advisor and son-in-law, and his efforts to, in essence, control a lot of the supply chain response at the White House. And you're seeing so many officials, whether it's on background or on record, raise concerns about how Kushner and the White House took command of this operation and effectively sidelining many bureaucrats who felt like they should be making the decisions. All this could come out into the open next week when Dr. Bright goes under oath.
And what has been the response from the administration?
A defiance at every turn, shrugging off the idea that they did anything wrong. This is a president and a White House who are saying that everything's going well. Jared Kushner has talked about the economy, quote, being rocking by summer. So it's sunniness and optimism from the White House, but the testimony could paint a different picture, and so does the health data across the nation.
Robert, we just did a segment yesterday about the fact that this pandemic has now claimed more American lives than the Vietnam War did. And historian Julian Zelizer said he sees parallels between President Lyndon Johnson saying everything was great in 1968, when clearly the facts said otherwise, and what's happening today with President Trump continuing to say this is going to be over soon and even sidelining people who say otherwise. Your thoughts?
You think back to those images of Lyndon Johnson in 1968 struggling amid the Vietnam War, deciding ultimately not to run for re-election. It's a contrast to what we see in the Trump White House, a belief on the president's side, whether it's in the David Muir interview or the Fox News interview at the Lincoln Memorial, that he can rejigger this economy, that he can win re-election. And so much of the talk among my sources in the Republican Party is about that re-election campaign, about the economy. And they believe that the health data may be bad, but it's not as bad as they would have thought. And so they're trying to just get everything moving in the direction of reopening. But so many states still struggling with tests and other issues.
Just briefly, do Republican leaders that you talk to outside of the White House believe the White House is doing a good job right now?
Those are saying so publicly, yet yes, they think that they're doing a pretty good job. But privately, let me tell you, a lot of concern among those running for U.S. Senate, for U.S. House in the Republican Party. Could a surge in cases and deaths this summer and fall in an economy that doesn't jump back, could that really cost the Republicans the Senate majority and the White House? Those are lingering and real concerns among my Republican sources.
That is Robert Costa, national political reporter for The Washington Post. Robert, thanks as always.
Thank you.